It's the Hampton Roads BusinessJournal.com podcast interview. Bringing you interviews with Hampton Roads successful small business owners and entrepreneurs. And now, our host, Rod Watson.
Hello, Hampton Roads Business Journal listeners. I have the pleasure of bringing to you today my better half, retired Navy Captain Becky Watson, who's recently retired and is starting her own business, Music for Wellness. Hi, Becky. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Rod. Thank you for having me.
Well, of course. I didn't have a choice, did I?
No.
Okay. And it's a pleasure, too, because you've got a lot to offer. And I'm proud of you, and I want everybody in Hampton Roads to know what you have to say and to offer. So, first, Beck, let's go ahead and get started and let everybody else get to know you. And then I want you to take a minute to describe your business.
Well, hi, Rod. And again, thank you for inviting me to be on your very important podcast, the Hampton Roads Business Journal. A little bit about myself. I'm a farm girl. I grew up on a farm in Kansas, and I attended a college in Kansas with an intentional degree, a dual major of music and business. About halfway through college, I realized that if I just pursued business, I would graduate earlier, and that is just what I did. So I graduated from college, moved to Wichita, Kansas, started working for a few months, and was quite bored with life. Here I was, all 21 years old, and hadn't seen much of the world, and I started looking at options of traveling. And one option came up was join the military. So I decided to join the Navy. Recently graduated from college with a business degree. The Navy at the time was looking for women to join as Supply Corps officers. And Supply Corps officers are the business manager in the Navy who do services, do customer support, mentoring, coaching, but they also provide operational logistics to the warfighter while managing millions and millions of dollars. So after serving my country for over 25 years, I am now a go-giver, and doing that by serving others with my passion of music. Music for Wellness will be providing healthy, active, and alternative ways to reduce stress, increase quality of life, while improving the meaningful and purposeless lives with the use of music. So thanks again for letting me introduce my new business.
Sure, Beck, and we like to get the show started with a success quote. So could you please provide your favorite quote and explain why it's so meaningful to you?
Yes. My favorite quote comes from Bill Strickland from the book Make the Impossible Possible. This says, success is the point where your most authentic talents, passion, values, and experiences intersect with a charge to contribute to a greater good. This really resonates with me personally, because I am very authentic. Growing up on a farm, we're very humble people, and I do love taking care of people. I love passion and values and experiences. So my passion in music is my experiences of being in logistics and management with budgets. I figure now my greater good is contributing to helping people improve their quality of life, decreasing their stress with the use of music.
That's great. What a great vocation and mission you have, helping people. All right, Beck, what we'd like to do now is talk about a business failure. Here at Hampton Roads Business Journal, we want to share our challenges, business failures, personal shortcomings. And if you could share one with us and tell us how it provided significant learning experience for you and can be credited to why you're where you are today.
Yes. I would like to rephrase this question, because I have never failed. But what I have had was challenges. And one of the challenges that I have had and have overcame was when I was up for promotion to the captain, which is in 06. And the first time I was eligible to be captain for promotion board, I was not selected. And I was okay with that, because I thought, okay, that's fine. I'll retire and pursue my passion of music. But during this time, I did a lot of soul searching. I reached out to many, many mentors. Obviously, talked to my family and our children, and thought, what is the best for us? And during this challenging time, I reflected a lot with God. And there is, you know, what's my higher purpose in being on this earth? Is it to retire from the Navy now, or is it to pursue my passion? And what I ended up doing was just saying, you know what, I'm just going to let go and let God. And at that point, I decided to go for a second round look for promotion to captain, and I did make it. And at this point now, 3.5 years later, I've made captain. I've served my time as a captain for 3 years, and now I am pursuing my passion and dreams of music for wellness.
That's a great story, and of course, I live that with you. So, Beck, if you could summarize your experience and your lesson for our listeners in one sentence.
Yes, Rod. The takeaway from my lesson was, A, reach out to your mentors. And one thing I did do was list on a piece of paper, a line down the middle, have pros or the advantages of staying in and disadvantages of staying in the Navy. And because I was at a crossroads in my career. And that's exactly what I did. I got a piece of paper out, and I did the pros and advantages, so the pros and cons to staying in the Navy or retiring from the Navy. And that would be one thing during my crossroads at that point in my life was writing it down on paper and talking to my mentors and see what the right decision for me at that point in time.
That's right. What a great tactic, and one that we like to stress here on AfterRoadBusinessJournal.com is to put your vision, put your situation down on paper. You can analyze it, live it, breathe it, understand it much better, and you can make more sound decisions by just simply putting it out on paper. So thanks a lot for that and sharing that. Okay, Becky, let's talk about an aha moment. Please briefly describe business aha moment when the light bulb came on and started to shine bright for you, knowing that you're on the right path, things are going in the right direction. Could you tell us that story?
Yes. My aha moment wasn't from my business. It's actually from the Navy. My aha moment was the very minute I got that phone call saying I was selected for captain. I knew I had made it. It was the highest rank I could achieve in my community. And you know what? By golly, I did it. And I just knew that was it. I achieved my goal, my dream of making the highest I could be in the Navy. And that's, to this day, I'll still remember that phone call I got saying, congratulations, Captain Select Becky Watson. So that would be it for me.
That's right. And then there was a very memorable promotion ceremony, too, to go along with that. Awesome. Okay. Becky, and my next question is an I made it moment. We just got the I made it moment for Navy. Is that your answer for that, the promotion announcement?
Oh, no. My next step, you know, the aha was I made it to the highest rank I can make. And the I made it moment would be, to me, it's not about making it to the top. To me, it's about serving others and helping them be the best they could be. And I would tell you, as the more I've been in the Navy, as a leader, especially at the executive level, I get most inspired by those the people I help. And it's my sailors who would get advanced, who would get promoted, and would get some prestigious award. That's what I really resonated with, because, you know, I had a little bit to do with helping people with their successes. And that's what I want to do as Music for Wellness, is using the same passion and vision of helping others achieve the best they can be. So that's how I know I'm making it, is inspiring others for them to do the best they can be.
Okay, that's great. Okay, let's talk about your journey itself. At HemptonRoadsBusinessJournal.com, we're here to help small business owners on their journey to success, to let them know that they're not alone, that many of us face and are still dealing with some of the same problems and similar challenges. Please share with us a key point, maybe a turning point, in your journey.
My turning point is pretty simple. It is find your passion, your purpose, and desire, and to create value of service to others. And I do that with my business right now with music. It's my purpose, my passion, desire to help others, and success will follow.
Okay, great. Beck, tell me about a current business project or service that you're offering or will offer soon that you are just fired up about, it's got your blood pumping. So, of course, I'm a marketer. This is your chance to market and tell us about something that you're passionate about and how you can use it to serve others.
Again, my passion is serving others with music. I tell you, music uses all the modalities of our system. It helps us express our emotion. Music helps us with structure. It helps us with our physical qualities. It helps us with our cognitive abilities. And it's fun. And that's what I want to do. I provide this service to our active adults in our community, is making it a fun atmosphere, a non-threatening atmosphere, to help them increase whatever they want to improve. It's decreasing their stress, increasing their quality of life. If it's, you know, if they want to use it to help them with a better fitness routine, music can be the catalyst to get them going.
Okay, great. Okay, now, Becky, it's time for the hot seat. In this part of our episode, I'd like to fire quick questions at you and get your thought-provoking and valuable answers. So here's the first question, Beck. What's the best business book that you can recommend for our listeners, and why is it important?
My best business book, this is a hard one for me to select, because I'm always buying a new book or a book on Amazon.com every week. But I will say the turning point for me, and she's a huge, huge mentor for me, is it's a book by Lee Miltier. She's an intuitive business coach here actually in the Virginia Beach area. And her book that really resonated with me was Spiritual Power Tools for Successful Selling. What got me in this book was that Lee Miltier shared with me 7 steps that you can take to make you a better salesman. And even though I'm not into sales, everybody is into marketing for their business. And she takes it another step, saying using the passion of your inner self, finding your inner self, finding your inner desires and dreams, and have spirituality with it, with a spiritual twist. And that really resonates with me just because of my own priorities in life. So that is one book that's been a turning point for me. Lee Miltier, Spiritual Power Tools for Successful Selling.
Outstanding. And we know Lee Miltier from DKIC, and I know she has definitely been a person that you've looked to for great insight and has helped your transition from the Navy to business. Beck, what was holding you back from taking your business to the next level or becoming an entrepreneur?
Two things have kind of that haven't held me back but have definitely affected me. The first one being fear. You know, with being in the military, paycheck every, first and 15th of the month, that was consistent regardless, you had a consistent paycheck coming in. So the first one was fear of the unknown. The second one is mindset. Make sure I have the confidence and the right mindset to go forward with my passion.
That's right. Mindset is so important, and taking that action, getting out there, not being afraid. Fear does hold people back from taking that leap. And I think that's the difference between entrepreneurs and those who settle for a job when there's nothing wrong with that. But if you've got that entrepreneur spirit, you've got to get over that fear and make that move. And that's what we're trying to help people do. That's our mission of this show. Okay. What's the best business advice you've ever been given?
This is a tough one for me, too, because I'm not a shy person, so I'm always asking people for advice for me. But I will say my advice for other business owners, there's two things. One is find a business coach and mentor in your field and surround yourself with successful people and learn from them. Specifically, I have my own mentor, my own business coach, Jim Palmer, the newsletter guru, and I will say the newsletters I do send out to my clientele and to my target market has reached very, very positive responses. My mentor in my field is actually Christine Stevens, and she's a drum circle. She's owner of Upbeat Drum Circles, and that's something I really, really resonated with her. I have one other piece of business advice that I'd like to share. That is getting your mindset right. And the way I get my mindset right is listening to positive podcasts, business coaches, or entrepreneurs on podcasts to get my mindset right. And I do it first thing in the morning when I'm either running or PTing or on my commute is listen to that 30-minute podcast, get my positive thinking cap on for the day.
That's right. Seeking out people who are already doing it and already successful, and podcasts are a great way to do that, and that's what we're also trying to do is help business owners who are successful in the Hampton Roads area get their voice out. And we're doing it, and there's other people around the country, around the world doing it, and it's a great source of information and motivation. And like you said, get your head on right. You can listen to them in the car. We spend so much time in our car going from one place to another. I listen to a song for the millionth time when you can get some fresh information to motivate you and get your business heading in the right direction. Okay, great. Great input. Okay, Becky, what is one action that our listeners can take in the next 24 hours to move their business to the next level and get them one step closer to their goals?
My one piece of advice, one action item is actually that. Take action on a simple thing today. We all have at least one thing that needs to be done and we're all procrastinating on. If it's sending out an email, making a telephone call, or doing research, take that simple action. It may only take 5 or 10 minutes and do it today.
That's great. You're moving in the right direction, even if it's falling forward, action is what's going to get you there. And every situation where you see a successful person, it's because they've taken action. Okay, great. Let's go on to the next one. Do you have an internet resource like an Evernote or Google Hangouts for me that you absolutely love and would like to share with our listeners?
I do. And being a musician, this internet resource is called GarageBand. And what GarageBand is, it's a software application by Apple that you can either create music or podcasts. Another feature it has is you can record a song with your own audio recording. So as you're building your own song, you can actually add accompaniments. It's software, virtual software. It also has instruments you can add, guitar features. You can also do music lessons on this GarageBand. So that'd be my one internet resource available to anybody.
Okay, great. All right, now are you ready? Here's the big question of the interview. So just sit back, take it in, digest it, and then come back with your answer. It's a little tricky sometimes, so here we go. You wake up in the morning, and you're in a parallel universe. You have your current knowledge and experience, but nothing else. Your food and lodging are covered, so you don't have to worry about that. You only have $500 in cash and a laptop. What are the actions that you would take in the first 7 days to get you back to where you are now?
Well, $500, with a computer, knowing that my food and my lodging are covered, which is a good thing. What I would do with that $500 is I would network as many people as possible regarding what are their individual pain points. What are they suffering with? What do they need help with? Find out what their need is. And then take that back and tailor it into your own personal passion. Mine specifically would be music. So find a product and make a product and a service and or service that will provide value to your customer to help them address their pain points.
That's great. You're doing the market research. You're establishing relationships, which is so important. People buy from people. And buy it from people that they know, like, and trust. So you're establishing the relationship. You're learning about your target market by asking them questions and finding out their pain point. And you can use your knowledge of their pain to design your own product to make sure that it solves the problem. So you give them a solution. That's perfect. That's exactly what we do every day when we do our marketing. And when we think about improving our business, we get to know people. We get to know our product and how it can help them out. So that's a great, great point and great strategy. Okay, Beck, thank you so much for joining us today. Now I'd like to wrap up the interview with an opportunity for you to give us some parting advice, and please let our listeners know how they can contact you.
My parting advice is, again, my business slogan is, using music to enrich the mind, body, and spirit of everybody. And that resonates with me in my value system of my everyday goals in life. The second thing was how best to contact me. It would be through my website or through my email. My website is music4wellness.net. That's M-U-S-I-C with the number 4, wellness.net. Or you can send me an email at Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, at music4wellness.net.
Great, Becky, and thank you so much for being with us today. Hampton Roads Business Journal listeners, thanks a lot for listening, and have a great day. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for joining us for today's Hampton Roads BusinessJournal.com interview.